Very quick, no, not the Mishnah. Pei Beis Amud Beis. Pei Beis Amud Beis. 82.
Why do you always Amud behind?
This is the Minuk.
Okay, the so Minuk. Where? Amar Rav Yudom of Shmuel?
That's the Messiah.
Which one? Amar Rav Yudom of Shmuel?
Amar Rav Yudom of Shmuel. Nadu of Mishleki Karas, the Mordek Gemara. A woman is Nadu of Mishleki Karas. Now the Morvi is coming to find a more nizach. A woman makes a neder from two loaves of bread. And we know the halach is we're now following the machlekes in the Gemara. What type of nedarim is a husband allowed to be nefer? We're dealing over here with the relationship, a man and a woman. Okay, matrimony, relationship of man and woman, husband and wife. And a husband is allowed to be made for the wife. The husband can be made for the vows of his wife. However, he can only be made for the machlekes in the Gemara. What type of vows a husband is allowed to be made for? According to one opinion, he can be made for two things: inui nefesh, if his wife is suffering. Okay. Number two, what else? Beinoy lebeino, between him and her, matters that are between him and her. For example, if a woman prohibits herself to have marital relations, okay, something like that. Now, the woman, and what's the first example? The first example is inui nefesh, which means if a woman makes a neder that she will not eat, so she is in a state of affliction. So a husband does not want to see his wife suffer. Yeah, a man does not want to see his wife suffer. So if a husband's allowed to make a neder, so here's a shaila. A woman makes a neder from two loaves of bread. One loaf of bread is called inui nefesh, and the second loaf of bread is not inui nefesh. Now, what does that mean exactly? So Rashi provides two explanations. The second explanation is one loaf of bread is of high quality. It's like the food that Rashi, the Shalim and Shalit, he brings to Spink. He puts it on the table. Good stuff, the really good stuff. And the other loaf of bread is stuff that's not such good stuff. A woman will only have suffering pasnoki and paskibor. Pasnoki means bread, quality bread. Pasubin, it means bread that's low quality bread. A person does not suffer.
Subin means together with the
bread, whatever it is. We'll see the words of Rashi. And the type of bread is a quality of bread which a person does not really care for. And if a person does not eat it, it's no big loss. There's no suffering. So this woman makes a neder in one shot. In one dibur, she says, I want to make a neder. I want to prohibit upon me, with the status of a korban, these two loaves of bread that are lying on the table. One loaf of bread, if this wife will not eat it, it will cause her pain and suffering. The other loaf of bread, if she will not eat it, no big deal. Nothing happened, nothing to report home, nothing to write home about. So the husband is permitted to be made for the neder of the bread that she would have suffering from by not eating.
How do you split a neder? She made a neder on both the same
time. Oh, exactly. So the question over here is, so the husband goes and eats, the husband only has the power to be made for a nedarim that involve inui nefesh, affliction. From the two loaves of bread that are on the table, she only has affliction from one of those two loaves of bread, not the other. So you can argue that when the husband says mufar loch, the neder is null and void. It's only chal on what the Torah gives him power to do, which is the bread, the loaf of bread that is of high quality, which would indeed give her.
That's misana.
The other loaf of bread, you would say, since it's not type of bread that she would have any.
So
you would say that it's not the hufar loch is not chal. Because he only has power to be made for things that cause her suffering. So we have now machlekes in the Gemara, according to one man, the Omar, being that both of these vows were grouped together. They were grouped together as one, in one statement. She prohibited upon herself both loaves of bread. So once the husband has power to be made for one, automatically the other loaf of bread is also mufar. Even though under ordinary circumstances, the husband would have no power to be made for such a neder because it does not involve inu nefesh. Because it does not involve inu nefesh.
But why tak is in mufar?
Because since it was grouped together, it's one package deal, sumamela. Once he has the power to be made for the neder on one, automatically it's on the other one as well. So let's see. Now, before you even go fight, I want to explain to you what is the mitzias, what is the hechatimus of a woman making neder not to have hanor from two loaves of bread. one which there is inui nefesh and one that there is none. I told you the second interpretation of Rashi. Rashi provides you another interpretation. Let's see the Rashi inside first, because the case is interesting. What the case is, Rashi says, "Ba'achas misane." And bring the Rashi. Okay, pay base. The Rashi. Ba'achas misane. Ba'achas misane. Shimlo. So Rashi, the first shot is the loaf of bread is they're exactly the same, high quality. However, you only need to eat one serving. You should never eat more than one serving of food.
You just said one is good quality.
Right, because I told you that's the second pshat in Rashi. I found it to be a little bit easier just to get into the sugya. But Rashi's first pshat is that both loaves would have the same exact quality. Yeah. But a person who lives, so a doctor once told me, a rule for life, never ever take a second serving of anything. When you eat, one serving, and that's it.
What's a serving?
A serving means, you ever see on a bag of potato chips how many servings there are?
Maybe.
There are five servings of potato. You buy a whole bag of potato chips. There are five servings. Every package tells you how many servings are in the package.
Yeah.
So let's say you go to a...
How many ounces one serving?
It depends, whatever it is.
Okay.
You go to a wedding, they put down a main course. So eat the whole main course. And then we went to that wedding, where they served us french fries. So what did I do? After I ate the onion rings and the french fries and the schnitzel, I took another plate and ate another whole plate. A whole second. That is illegal. Illegal. You're not allowed to do that. So here there are two loaves of bread on the table. All the woman needs to eat is one loaf and she'll be satiated. She'll be satisfied. She can bench l'chol hadeis d'raisa v'chalta v'savot v'rachta. The second loaf of bread, if she does not eat the second loaf of bread, will she have inui? No. But she made a neder that she will not eat both of these loaves of bread. Only one loaf of bread is called inui. The second loaf is not called inui. So the chiddush is that once the husband has the koyach to be matir the first loaf, memeila the second loaf. Inside. See, I can see that he understands. When he understands, the shechina is shayra on his part. And you can see the or ki be'or panecha nasata lanu. You look at him, it's unbelievable how he lights up. Unbelievable. Shlomi, do you ever do that when you were in the shir? You ever do that, Shlomi? All these we're learning together. I can't hear a word you're saying. You're on mute. Psach picha. You're on mute. Right. Oh, gvaldik. It says in the last week's parasha, mi osam pel adam, o ilaim. So in the translation it says, who's the one who unmuted you? When he met Moshe by the snare, he met him on Zoom. It was a Zoom meeting, and Hashem says, who unmuted you?
I have a whole shot of the what exactly says that when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the last, what is his name? What do I tell him, right?
Yeah.
So what do you mean by Shmuel? What is the name? What is the name? Say, who sent you? What do you mean name? This is the precursor to security on computers. When you say, what's your name? That's what's your username? And then Moshe Rabbeinu...
Password. Pakadati. The username and the password.
And then what? It says, Allah Shema B'Kailecha, what if they don't hear my voice recognition? And then it says, if that still doesn't work, you give them three security questions. You put in your hand and your thing, and it's Tzaraz, the stick with the snake, and the blood. Those are your three security questions.
Excellent. Mamish, in Yoni Diyoma. After 3,000 years, nothing changed. Nothing. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Weiter. Ba'achas misane Rashi. Noch mal the Rashi. It's three lines from the top of the page. Ba'achas misane v'achas misane shim loy soichal v'achas. If you don't eat the shim loy soichal v'achas, tehe re'eva.
Yeah.
She will be hungry. That's inui nefesh. The ikui inui. V'im toichal v'achas. But once she eats the first one, tehe sviya. Sveya, she's satisfied. Veshuv ain't sricha l'shnia. She no longer needs the second loaf of bread.
Literally,
l'shnia. Veshuv ain't sricha l'shnia.
Yeah, you said shlishi. Okay.
I'm sorry, I made a mistake. V'lesba b'shnia mishum inui. So the second loaf of bread does not have inui.
Interesting.
Okay, then Rashi says, look, jump down a few lines, and where it says on the last word of the line is a dat v'ishtu mefarshe.
Yeah.
Ba'achas mesane, sh'achas pas nikia. One is high quality bread. The toiva v'im eino eicheles mimena iko inoi uva'achas eino misane. Why? Shehi pasubin. It's low quality bread. The eino cheshesh mimena. She's not concerned about it. She doesn't even want to eat it. The leko inoi im loy toichlena afilu hachim. So that's the machlekes in the Gemara. The two different opinions. Does she automatically become mudik? Because once the hazik can be made for one, automatically for both. Let's see the Gemara now. Now that hakdama, let's learn. Amar. I'm going to be doing Shmuel. Nadra, a woman made a neder mishteki koros. Va'achas misano, uva'achas ein misano. Okay, ano with a komatz. A woman is always a komatz. Feminine form is a komatz. Male, it's a segel. Fine. Mitoch shuhu. So what is the halacha? So the according to Rabbi Yehuda Shmuli says, what is the halacha? Mordek zach. Mitoch shuhu mefer lemisano, mefer l'she'ena misano. Once the husband is the koyach to be made for the neder, that's misano. Automatically, he can be made for the neder. It's a one package deal. Since she made the nether in one swoop, in one koyach adibur, in one shot, once he can be made for nether for one, automatically for the other one.
Yeah. What does that mean that he cannot be made for?
He can.
Made for the whole nether.
The woman made a nether on both loaves of bread in one shot.
He has to say, "I'm made for both the daughter."
I don't know. I don't know if he has to even say that. Since she made a nether in one nether. There are two loaves around the table. What's on the table?
Right.
I want it to be forbidden to me like a carbon.
Right.
So her dibur was chal upon both. The Torah only gives the husband koyach to be mefer inu nefesh. Only one of those two loaves of bread is inu nefesh. So the Torah only gives.
One second, for the person who's making the nether.
Correct.
The wife, yeah.
So the husband has the koyach to be mefer inu nefesh. So you would think that when he says mufar loch, it's only going to be chal, his dibur is only going to be chal on half of the neder, on the loaf of bread that is inu nefesh, but on the other one. Kamash mulon, that since when she made the neder, she was koilel both loaves of bread in one dibur, and the Torah gives him an opening to be mefer, the koyach of his hafara is matir both, even the one that's not. Okay, that's what it says.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know. I asked a very long run here. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. It's too deep.
What did he ask?
Let's say the husband explicitly says,
yeah,
I only want to be made for the one that is inu, and I don't want. Maybe nothing works then. Since she made it, she made it as a package deal. This is a typical thing that you would find in Machlekes Rishonim. How much do you want to put money on the table now?
I want to have no food. I ask myself for food. And he says, I'm only
going to
matter you to eat fruit.
Bread, only the basic staples of life. So how much do you want to bet now, put money on the table, that this question you have asked is a Machlekes Rishonim? Machlekes Rishonim, you'll find.
Okay, I'll put the money on
the table. The Rambam will be one side. Whatever the Rambam will say, the Rambam will say just the opposite, for sure.
No way. He's certain things he disagrees.
Ain loy moyach bikod kadoy.
He doesn't always disagree with the Rambam.
99%.
Look at Mishnah Torah, Yav Chazaka.
They will quarry from different sides of the Kisya covered.
What?
Their neshamas came from different sides of the Kisya covered. The Rambam, the Ravid. They see things totally differently. No one says that. It's Pashat. They disagree thoroughly. Everything he says, they totally disagree. Totally. It's unbelievable. There's certain types of people, they just don't get along. They don't get like a chassidim and misnagdim. They don't see things the same way.
Right.
Why do you say it's a machlokes in Amoraim?
This is a typical type. No. The Gemara is only discussing the basics. You're going a step deeper. A step deeper is typical of the next level. The next level is the machlokes Rishonim. This, the Gemara is asking a basic, the most basic elementary question. When the husband says mufar loch, stam, he doesn't differentiate between the part that's in nefesh and not in it. Just a stam. You made a neder, mufar loch. He doesn't differentiate. So this machlokes in the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, the entire neder is batal. Is mufar, both the part that's in nefesh, the part that's not in nefesh. Fine. So you have Mefer l'she'enei misana. Period. This is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now we come to Ravasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel has to be an Amora.
Of course.
Yeah.
Avada. Avada is an Amora. The Talmud. We're learning the Talmud. The Talmud is Amoraim.
No, I'm just saying, because I mean, you see Rabasi argues. Yeah.
Right, so that's typical, right? It's no problem. They're probably more machlokes than Amoraim. They're all Tanoim. No, I don't know.
Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabasi and Rabbi Yochanan, Mayfair. So he says, no, Rabbi Yochanan and Mayfair, only Limisana. Ve'enoi Mayfair, L'sha'en Misana. Nope. So he says that he can be Mayfair when he says only Mufalach. If he says Mufalach, it's only going to be Chal on the one. On the misana with the target makoyach, and it's not going to
even though the nether was on two right. Both walls at the center.
Exactly, that's what he says. Now that's version number one. Now we come to a new version. The second version, it wasn't a statement. The second version, it was posed as a question. Instead of Rabbi Huda Bashmul making a halachic, instead of Rabbi Asi or Rabbi Yochanan making a statement,
yeah.
It was presented as a question.
Yeah,
the same result. Some say, "Boy, minay Rav Asi, Rabbi Yochanan." It wasn't a statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. It's the same thing. Just my nafkamina. I do not know. It was a question. It was a Q&A. It was a Q&A.
Boy, minay Rav Asi, Rabbi Yochanan.
Nado mishteki karos v'achas misana v'achas ina misana mahu amoleis Rabbi Yochanan paskin mefer b'lo misana v'ina mefer l'shoina misana. Okay, chare if you're a very big lamban, you can figure out a nafkamina whether it was a statement or whether it was a Q&A. Okay, now, Eisfei. Now that we've laid out the foundation of the Sugya, now let's take a tour through Shas to see what the answer is. Now, I want to point out something very important. I always tell you this story. People, no one says, I don't know why no one says this, but I'm about to tell you now, is all of the Mishnayos are ordered in an order. Go through Shisha, in every Seder, there's an order of Mishnayos.
So the Ikedamra has it the opposite way?
No. The Ikedamra is the same exact thing. There's no difference between the Ikedamra and the first version. The Ikedamra is an Ikedamra in the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. According to the first version, Rabbi Yochanan made a statement. One day he came to the Bet Midrash and he said, this is the halacha.
And Rabbi quoted this statement.
He quoted the statement. According to the second version, it's the same
he
exact
asked
thing.
He asked Rabbi Yochanan
and he told him, this is the halacha.
Yeah.
L'may nafkamina? I don't know. Maybe you'll tell me an afkamin is that if you ask a Rav a question and he gives you an answer, the answer is more solid in response to an answer than Stami gives a shir. If you come into the yeshiva and you give a shir, this is what the halacha is, you have not been challenged. Who says anyone's even listening to you? All the time you can be sleeping, you can be watching who knows what on their phones underneath the table.
And as opposed to...
If someone comes to ask you a question, there's a certain responsibility and siyata d'shmaya lasuke, and when a person asks you a question, the halacha, to give you the right answer, then it has more toikif. L'cha'oira, the nafkamina between making a statement versus a person asking a question and getting an answer,
yeah.
When you get a question answer, it's a more robust opinion. There's no room to waver. Okay, Pesach night, v'gat l'vincha b'yabu huliyamar, the answer of the father, why is there she'elu teshuva? What's the answer? What's the reason? What's the answer teshuva? What's the lamnis? Because if the father just comes to the Pesach Seder and just talks, no one's listening. The father is not going to talk with conviction. If the children ask a question, then the answer is a different answer. When you answer a question, there's much more toikif to your answer than just I'm making a statement. So there is a very big nafkamina between these two different gear sites. Next, Eisrei. Now that we know the question is, so I was telling over here, the Gemara is now going to go to Sugya of Nazir. This is extremely common. There's a very big dilemma. Why is the Seder of all the Mishnayos? You go through the Shisha Seder Mishnah, learn the Mishnayos. Why does this Masechta come before this Masechta? There are many answers.
You mean,
the order. No, whatever the order. Why does Masechta Gittin come before Masechta Kiddushin? You can ask the question, every single Masechta can ask that question. And there are many, many, many answers. What?
How do you know?
Well, how do I know?
How do you know? You know people address this question?
Yes, I once heard a whole shiur on this. Unbelievable shiur.
Plus
10 answers. 10 answers. But you know what the best answer is? And there's no perfect answer. The closest to a perfect answer is the number of Perakim. It's ordered not by topic, it's ordered by which Masechta has more Perakim, but that doesn't work because there are exceptions.
Right, the exceptions.
So it doesn't. So one answer no one says, which really is it seems to be...
What, Brachos has the most Perakim? No.
In Zoram, I think it does. I think that's Zoram. You have to go to each Seder, in each Seder. Okay, but I don't want to get bogged down this. But one thing is, you see, it's very, when you learn the Gemara, put away the Mishnayos. Take the Gemara, take the Talmud Bavli on the Mishnayos. And you'll always see that the end of a Masechta, when it begins to discuss the Mishnayos, the Gemara, out of nowhere, starts bringing up sugyas from the next Masechta. So it's like, oh, so once already we're talking about this topic, you know what? Let's learn this as the next Masechta.
Where do you find
it? It has nothing to do with Parakim.
What? They're advertising Nazir. They're coming soon.
Right, no. It's like, you know, if you learn just the Mishnayos, why is this Masechta come after this Masechta? But if you don't learn just Mishnayos, if you learn the Talmud on the Mishnayos, and then it always happens at the end of the Masechta, or out of nowhere,
give me an example.
Right here.
It's not the end of the Masechta.
Yes, it is. How many more daf are there to the Masechta? We're coming down to the end.
You mean it's the last perek?
We're getting down to the end. And what does it do with the Eisvei? We start getting very heavy into Masechta, into Nazir. This is not the Mishnayos.
What do you mean? You mean it's going to discuss a lot about Nazir?
A lot about Nazirus. So it's like almost like, oh, you know what? Once we're already learning the sugya of Nazir, so let's learn Masechta Nazir next.
Yeah.
So if you only learn the Mishnayos, then why this Masechta of this? But if you learn the Gemara on the Mishnayos, you see a pattern where it's very common where the end of the Masechta.
The Nazir is a form of the
Neder. So that's what you're going to say. You learn the Mishnayos, so put maybe Nazir should go first. Mm-hmm. Nazir and then the I told you there are 100 answers, not 100,
no. Alphabetical order.
There are many, many, many answers to this question, and none of them are perfect, and this one probably is also not perfect.
Is it alphabetical order or not?
But there's a pattern. You see this very often, and the pattern, what's so interesting is, it's not in the Mishnayos, it's in the Talmud. When the Gemara talks all the questions, how the contradictions in Raya's, the end of a Masechta, you see very commonly, it leads into the next Masechta. All right, put that aside. Next, Eisvei. Ho Isha Shenadra B'Nazir. Okay, an Isha Shenadra B'Nazir. People don't even know this. People think that it's a Perish Apostle. A woman can become a Nazir. Perish Apostle. People, yes, a person, trivia question. Can a woman become a Apostle? Is Ish or Isha Ki Sidor Ki Yafli Lindor Neder Nazir Lashem. Is a Perish Apostle. A woman can become a Nazira. You ever know a woman was a Nazira? How could you tell? They have long hair. You can't tell.
Doesn't it say Avshalom was a Nazir? That's what we had.
Avshalom was a Nazir.
And he was. She
can't
drink wine.
And
she's a Nazir. And the restrictions are here, wine, metamil, and tumah. Tumah, three restrictions.
And they said that Avshalom had beautiful long hair.
Got caught.
And he got caught because he was very.
Yosef was a Nazir. Nazir Echav. Yosef was a Nazir. Yosef. Wow. Nazir, it says in the Pasuk.
No.
Uli kod koid
linazir echav. No, but you're joking. You know what that means.
What?
You know what that means.
No.
Doesn't mean Naziris.
Some say it does.
No. It says.
Salsal basara, it says.
No, he was separated from his. It's a lashon of separation.
That's the pshudeshul mikra.
Who says it was a nazir? I never heard
of it. All right, let's go by it. Shmuel was a nazir. Shmuel, you know that Shmuel.
So Luchai Shmuel had long hair.
Shmuel was a Nazir. Only 30 days.
Shimshon.
Shmuel. Shimshon. Right. Shmuel. Shimshon. Who else? There are four people. There are four people that were Nazirim in the Tanakh. Forgot. Four people.
What the Pella is that Hashem.
I think Yosef
empowered Shimshon with tremendous strength.
I once saw a very, very, very nice Rambam. Yes. There are many times in Israel. Well, that's the next Masechta. Let's go weiter. Eisvei.
What did you hear?
I don't know. Another time. Let's go weiter. Eisvei. Isha Shenadra B'Nazir. Okay? A woman was makabel upon herself in Nazirus. Okay? So there are three things a woman can act on. She's drinking yayin. That's a violation. A violation of the law.
Metamalameisim.
So what is halacha? Harei zeh soifeges es arboyim. She's like a sponge. It means that she gets malchus. She gets malchus arboim. And when a person gets malchus, it's called he absorbs. He absorbs the yisurim.
No. Who says this?
Pashut. That's what it says in the Gemara. Soifeges, it means she's whipped. 40, 39 lashes. Soifeges Why do Chazal call getting malchus the term?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Why?
It's, you have to makabel. You have to makabel the yisurin ba'ava. The person did an avera, and he now.
And therefore, soifik means
shma b'ni musar avicha, a sponge, a soif.
Who says that, Pshaus?
We say it right here. This is pasha. You don't need. You don't need to be about. It's fairish. What's the word over here? What is this? I don't think it's a chiddush. I'm not telling you a chiddush. This is not something you need a haskama to say.
Even the new doesn't mention a word.
Soifeges es ho'arboim. She gets malchus because she's in violation. Now, here's a tremendous chiddush. By definition, now let's review the yisoid. By a woman, a person who's a nazir, there are three halachas. You're not allowed to drink wine. That's consumption, food. And and you're not allowed to cut your hair. Now, cutting here does not necessarily appear to be inu nefesh. So you don't cut your hair. Doesn't appear to be inu nefesh. Not contaminating to the dead. That's, oh, very good. I have to go to funerals. It doesn't seem to be called inu. But from the three halachas of a nazir, not consuming, not imbibing, yayin is inui. Inui. How would you survive without having a glass of yayin? So that's called inu nefesh. So mimela, every time an isha is makabel upon herself naziris, by definition, she has made a neder of inu nefesh, which would entitle the husband to be mefer. Correct? Oh. So now the shayla is, so if the husband says mufalach, you will makabel upon yourself naziris, mufalach. Yeah. So what is he being made for? He's being made for the inu nefesh. The Torah only gives him permission to be made for.
It make a difference. He's made for the naziris. The naziris, the mela has these.
Right.
The Gemara does not say that. The Gemara over here says that basically she brought upon herself three issues, three different halachas restrictions, and the Torah only gives the husband. The Torah only gives the husband power to be made for inu nefesh. So this is exactly our shaila. Just like when she makes a neder on two kikorois, one is inu nefesh, one is not. And we have a dilemma, machloikis amaroyim, when the husband is made for the inu nefesh, is it also automatically made for the other kikor that's not inu nefesh? Here you have a case, right here. A woman's in a zira. There are three restrictions. Two of them are not inu nefesh, at least in the Havamina, and one is. So now, when the husband is made for the inu nefesh, the inu nefesh doesn't automatically take off the other restrictions. So what does it say? She gets malchus. Now it goes right. Let's say hofer lo bala. Let's say the husband hears that his wife was makabel upon herself in the zimus, and the husband privately, without her knowing about it, was Mefer the Nezius. And then she went and she was Metama Lemes. Vehi lo yodo o. She did not know Shehefer lo. Vehoisa, she continued to be Shoisa Yayin. She was Shoisa Yayin.
Metama
Lemes. She was Shoisa Yayin. Metama Lemes. So she did. So Shoisa Yayin, the husband had a power to be Mefer, right? That's a given. But she also was Metama Lemes. Notice, does not talk about haircuts. Does not talk about that. Doesn't say, I don't know why. Eina soifeges es raboim. Frek the Gemara. But the Iamarta, if you hold like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan.
One second, this is a Brisa now?
Yes.
Okay.
If you hold that the husband has the koyach, like Rabbi Yochanan, that the only thing that you're made for is the Inu Nefesh, but you're not made for that, it's not Inu Nefesh, but the Iamarta made for Lilu Misana. The Inu Nefesh is Misana. Dilma, so the halacha should resolve. Dilma na yayin, the Islat Sarahof, Lomina Chartson. Now he's going to the Gemara is invited. Forget about Metabola Mason. Forget about Metabola. The Gemara is going to invite. The Gemara is saying, a Nazirus means you're not allowed to have Hanah from the skin and the Zog. The Charetzon is the pit, and the Zog is the skin. A Nazir is not allowed to have pleasure from any product of the vine, which includes Yayin, includes the pits, and includes the skin. If a woman does not...
What about the grapes itself? Well, that also not?
That's the grapes. That the grapes has three parts.
Is the skin.
There's the flesh. The flesh is the yayin.
Zog
is the skin.
What about Kenan grape juice?
That's the yayin. You don't have Kenan grape juice pits and skins. There's
water.
It's water. Water and sugar. With artificial grape flavoring. Artificial. You're even in Heksher. Anything that's artificial, like Rabbi Belsky, any artificial automatically is kosher. You don't need to have artificial flavor. It's automatically kosher.
So what's that? Let me get this straight. A nazir is not allowed to drink wine.
It's not just wine.
The
nazir,
skin, the grape, shell of the grape.
A regular grape. There's a thin skin. There's a thin. Like an
what
apple.
About the grapes itself? For sure,
that's
not.
Called flesh. There's flesh. Open
but
up
does
the
Torah specify that?
No, the Torah says mikol. I don't remember the pasuk. Any part of the Torah specifies the charetzon and the zog. The Torah specifies that a nazir is not allowed to have benefits from any product of the vine.
Yeah.
The product of the vine means the yayin.
Yeah.
When you squeeze the grapes and produce yayin, and includes the skin of the grape and the pit of the grape.
Now, if that means kol shekin, the grapes itself.
We call me kol yoytze hayayin ad zog. It says in the pasuk. Nothing. So if that's the case, if that's the case, so this woman.
So that means wine vinegar would be also for a nuss.
Any product of the vine is forbidden. Okay, call. Say it again for Rabbi Shaul Zev.
Let me tell you. I spent Shabbos, and there's a nazir. I don't know why he's a ger who was married previously as a guy, and he was mekabel him in the ziris. He has very long hair. I don't know. He's a very intelligent guy, and they were giving. He was there Shabbos by day, and they were giving. Chopped liver. Some liver. So they told him, oh, you can't have the liver.
It's yain inside.
Because there's yain inside.
Okay, fine. Wine.
Some kind of wine.
Wine in the liver.
Certain people
next
put
time,
in,
Shlomi, don't
not all.
Liver.
Some people put in wine. Liver sauteed in wine.
Okay, they add an ingredient. They add a little wine into the liver, okay? They put wine in beer. Some beers are not kosher because they put in beer yayin. Some beers have wine. They use wine as an ingredient for different chemical purposes. To clear it, to change the color, to darken the beer. There's certain.
Is that the reason why basically why beer needs a heksher?
Beer needs a heksher primarily because there are two things they do to beer that are artificial. They either color it or
you just said artificial coloring.
No, it's not artificial. They put in real food to color it. Or they do what's called a clarifying agent.
Which is?
Beer is foggy. If it's a foggy beer, people think it's contaminated. So they do is they put in some type of ingredients
really?
Which cause it to be like clear.
Or they put in some food?
Not food. They put in there different types of things they put in which has a chemical reaction. They don't put in a chemical, they put in a real thing into beer which is a chemical reaction which makes the beer clear.
So if they don't
up.
Put in wine, why does it still need a heksher?
Because they might have put what's called a clarifying agent. They take non-kosher fish.
Really?
There's an oil, there's the product which comes from an eel. An eel.
Oh, you
it's
know
a very
about
popular,
this.
A very popular ingredient which is.
The eel, you mean like lactose monster?
A non-kosher fish. The eel is not kosher. There's not fins and scales and it produces some type of extract that comes from an eel which is used in the food industry. As a clarifying agent, especially
is it because of nois and tam?
It's a davar hamaimit. It causes something that is noticeable. And
even though it's a small,
it's not bottle. No, it's not bottle.
It's a maimit or if the purpose is to give it a taste.
I don't know that lumness. I don't know.
So Miller Coor and Budweiser. A lot of them
they
don't have heksher.
You need a heksher.
No, but everybody drinks them, even without a heksher.
So maybe they don't have these ingredients. Look at the ingredients. If you know the ingredients are.
Miller has a heksher.
Miller, Jewish name.
Miller has a heksher. I think it has an OU.
I think the Miller gives a heksher.
Coor doesn't have a heksher.
Coor means queer, no? I don't know. I don't like beer. I hate beer. I don't like beer. You like beer?
I heard.
I like Arby's. I love Arby's.
I heard Corona is treif. You're not allowed to drink
Corona. Corona is treif. He says. There's a very popular beer, Corona. Corona during Corona was not selling. I once saw a video. They showed at the supermarket. All the beers were sold out, and Corona beer, no one wanted to touch. Okay. A big stash. No one wanted to touch it.
Right.
Isn't there a road, a city somewhere in this neighborhood called Corona? Queens, Corona?
Right.
Next exit to Corona?
Right.
They have to change the name of that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Weiter. Hafelah min acharitzon v'yadzog lehafelah. Okay, so anything that's a product of the vine is categorically forbidden. Question. Wait a minute. A woman not drinking the yayin, the wine of the grapes, is indeed inu nefesh. But a woman not having the zog and the chartzanim, that's not called inu nefesh.
Right.
So when the husband is mefer this woman's nezirus, does that hafara also cancel her prohibition not to have from the zog and the chartzanim? The Torah only gave the husband koyach over inu nefesh.
Yeah.
So this is equivalent to the question posed on the previous amud about a woman making a person making a neder, a wife making a neder from two loaves of bread.
So why can't you say the same machlokes applies here also?
And it's not better. Over here it says beferish, that when the husband cancels the nezirus, it's chal on everything.
Well, where do you see that?
It says there's no malchus. Dilma minayayin isla tzara hafala minachar zim yadzog lo hafala tohol lo isla tzara. And the Mela, if she were to drink Mutter, I hear your question.
What?
Because that's the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about getting Malkus. And she should get Malkus. Yet it says that if the husband goes and is made for the neder, there's no Malkus period.
Because she didn't know about it.
Exactly. So what? It says there's no Malkus. So certainly if she knew about it. Madach, if she didn't know about it, there's not going to be Malkus. So certainly if she knew that the husband was made for it, there's not going to be Malkus.
Why?
The husband.
Only
no
if she
Malkus.
Didn't know she gets Malkus.
The husband, she made, I want to become a Nazira. And the husband was made for the neder.
Yeah.
So it says over here.
And she didn't know about it.
And she did not know about it. And then she goes ahead and she drinks yayin. Yeah. She's metamal lemeis.
Yeah.
And what is halacha? She is potter from Malkus.
Why?
Because the husband was made for the neder.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Why? But wait a minute. The husband was only made there for yayin, which is inu nefesh. The husband was not made there for the zog and the chartzan of the tumas meis. And it says here, oh, that's Gemara's answer. Very good. So you, so there's no tsar in not consuming the charetz.
That's only if you're going to say according to Rav Asa and Rav
Yochanan. But Rav Yochanan, right?
According to Rav Yochanan, I'm sorry.
Oh, but the Mishnah here says that she doesn't get Malkus. She doesn't get Malkus. But according to Rav Yochanan, she should get Malkus.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So this is a beferish or kasha on Rav Yochanan. It's a Mishnah.
Oh, I see.
And Moira can't argue with the Mishnah.
Oh, I see.
This is a Bible, so it's a beferish araya. I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef gives Shloimi Rabinowitz. He has known the secret of the Gemara. How do you know this? It's not a kasha. He thought 37 times. I think by now you remember something. 37 times.
That's a cloud
gadol. And now, so therefore, you cannot compare the case of Nedarim.
Not halfway.
It's one unit. When it comes to the case of a neder, high luchud v'high luchud, you cannot compare our shiloh of
neder. Even though the neder was together because
the Torah never unified two loaves of bread. She made a neder. She happened to make a neder with one dibur.
Oh, but one dibur.
The Torah came along and grouped them together as one unit. Mm-hmm. Package deal. It's a package deal. And the Mela, once the husband's the kech to be made for one portion, automatically the entire thing unravels. There's no din disease altogether.
You notice that Tim and Mason, it looks like it is a tzav because the Gemara doesn't stress as a kasha, only the skin and the pits.
Oh, so the Gemara's going to go right. But yes, very good. Yes, because yes.
Looks like maybe it is a tzav. Yes, you know why?
Good, yeah.
Because maybe she has loved ones she wants to go.
The Ran really answered your question. The Imis, look at the Ran. The Tizikos Aboy, look at the Ran. The Imis, the Hoki Hu.
Where?
Look at Imis,
the Ran. No, yeah.
The Tispoig Esra.
No, I don't have it. I'm sorry.
The Ran on the left side, the first wide line, the first small line.
Tispoig Esra.
Why is the Gemara discussing the case?
Which
of
one? Dibra Mach Tispoig Esra. Yeah.
The Imis, the Hoki Hu, Havle Latanel Yashminan, Hach Revusa, this Chiddish. Why did the Tana tell us there's not going to be Malkus by Tumas Meis? It should say there's not going to be.
No, it goes together. It should say you're Tumas Meis. It affects our bum at all.
there's not going to be Malkois by
anything that she does.
Maybe I made a mistake. Let's go back. Maybe I made a mistake. Via Marta, let's go back. Via Marta, Mefer Lemisane. I'm going four lines from the bottom. Via Marta, Mefer Lemisane. Via Mefer Lemisane. Dilma, Minayayin, the Islot Sara, Hofelo, Minacharzin, Minazog, Loy Hofelo. The whole Loy Islot Sara. And therefore, the Mishnah should say, it should say in the Mishnah that she's not, that she will get Malkois on the Zog and the Charzin.
Where should have said, where?
In the Mishnah. On the top of the page, it says, go to the very, very
yeah,
down.
Yeah,
Harezes, Soifeges, Sesabim. Hafil Labala.
Yeah.
Vihi lo yodo. She did not know. Shafilah. Vahoiso, Shoisayayin. Oh, and she was drinking the tobacco. It says, Shoisayayin. Or Umitamala Mason. Eina, Soifeges, Esharboyin.
So what's.
She's not going to get Malkus.
Yes.
But according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan that says that the only thing that the Koyach Hazman has the Koyach to be made for in a multi layered neder is only Inu Nefesh. So on the Yayin, there should not be a din of Malkus.
Mm-hmm.
But on the Zog and the Chartzonim, there should be Malkus.
Right.
Why does it say she doesn't know that he was.
Oh, that's for the next. That is a piece of information that is necessary for what's coming up, for the Vayter in the Mishnah. We need that for an unreal. What is it? This moment,
why is it important to know that she wasn't aware of it?
This is necessary for what for us at this moment is now is irrelevant, but it's necessary for a halacha in the Mishnah that's coming up in the Mishnah, which we're going to get into in a few moments, is because she still has to bring a kar achata sa'if.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she's not going to get Malkois, there is no punishment, penalty for a violation of what she has done, she still has to bring a chata sa'if, because she did not know. She did not know, and that's a tremendous chiddush. That if technically speaking, you're not chayiv, you did not do an avera, because the husband was made for the neder. So I didn't do an avera. I did not do an avera. So how then could it possibly?
One second, although she didn't have avera before he was made for. Sorry.
Right.
Now he was made for. Then he did.
So
then she did
if you
avera,
did not do an avera, so therefore you potter.
Yeah, yeah.
Who cares what you were thinking? The bottom line is you're not in violation.
Yeah.
Along comes this mission and tells you tremendous chiddush. That since the type of carbon that you ordinarily would bring in the situation where you were in violation is a bird, birds are different. When the carbon is a bird, even though you're not technically in violation, but you still, in this instance, you still will bring the bird. So that is why it was necessary for the Mishnah to tell us a fact that's really not relevant to us at this moment. At this moment, right now, we don't need, that's not important for us. About that she did not know. The husband was made for the neder.
Yeah.
Right? So it doesn't make a difference whether she finds out, she doesn't find out. Why does the Mishnah say that the husband, she did not find out? For us, it's irrelevant. For the Mishnah, which we're not reading in its entirety, it's because that's not our sugya, we're learning a different sugya over here, that piece of information is critical. And it's a coincidence, not a coincidence, but the few lines now, the Gemara is going to bring up that point for another matter. But right now, it's irrelevant. It's no guess, something else, why that fact has to be. So why didn't it say she's getting Malchus? Why does it say that if she drinks yayin, it says it's for the yayin, she's not going to get malchus.
Mm-hmm.
And for tam tumamei, she's not going to get malchus. Wait a minute. You're leaving out something very important. She should get, how come, but there is going to be malchus. There is going to be malchus for the zug and the chartzon. How come that piece of information was omitted from the Mishnah? You go in like a Yochanan.
So he says no.
So the Gemara gives an answer. You say the Shloimi Rabinowitz. Remember from the last 37 times the answer to the question. Because the Torah is an exception. The Torah was koilel. All the dinim of nazirus into one package. And the male, once the husband is correctly made from one element, automatically everything falls away. But that's only by Nazirus, not to be applied to anything else. So you have no raya what the halacha will be where a woman says, I want these two loaves of bread to be usher to me.
Right.
You have no raya. Right. You have no raya to go and bring raya from there.
I'm going to buy a.
Amar Rav Yosef, ein Nazirus lechatzoyin. Now, Amar Rav Abaye says, what? Really? Really? But you say okay, fine, but so what? What do you mean? It's Gemara. What do you mean? There's no nazirus. We do find the Gemara is making us that we do find a whole carbon lechatzin nazirus ika. But this there's a carbon for chatzi nezirus. So if there's a carbon,
where do you see that?
Because she brings, because the Mishnah, that's now where it becomes relevant. Because the Mishnah goes on to say that since she did not since she did not know that her husband was made for the neder, the nezirus, and she proceeds to do to lemeis and eat and drink yayin, she has to bring. She has to bring a carbon, a chatas ha'oif. So, the question is...
So what does that mean, carbon? That she still has to bring machatz in the zeras?
Also, basically, the Gemara is saying it's manavshach. We have to read the Rashi. Manavshach. There's something over here that doesn't make sense. Either, if you're telling me that when the husband is
made
the
neder... Oh, I understand that now. Chatzin, that she still has to bring a carbon?
A carbon.
You know why? Because... Why? Because... It's mashma that the zogen and the chartzon.
Let's see the Rashi.
He wasn't made for because it wasn't anything. So therefore, you have to bring a carbon.
Going into the nitty gritty. Let's read the Rashi. Rashi over here says. Let's see how the Rashi explains. Amalei by a whole carbon. Look at the Rashi. I knew the Rashi because I prepared the Rashi. The rhyme is too long for me. I prepared the Rashi.
Amalei by a carbon lechatzin
nizira. Oh, carbon lechatzin nizira sika. Bit mea. What are you talking about? No, it's catch 22. Don't tell me. There's a nezirus lemechtza. Because if there is a carbon lemechtza, automatically there's nezirus lemechtza. It can't be, it's all or nothing.
Yeah.
If you're going to tell me the husband was made for the neder, and then she goes ahead and she doesn't know, I don't know, and she eats grapes, she drinks yayin, and she goes to Tabula Mason, and then she finds out the great revelation, you know, your husband goes, oh, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to do anything, because no, you're still guilty. You're still guilty. You don't not going to get malchus, but you're going to bring a carbon. When you go into so what do you mean? But my husband was mefer. Yeah, he was mefer for certain things, but not for other things. We have to define that statement in a moment. You do see that it's nishtahi nishtaher. She's not going to get malchus, but she still has to bring a carbon. So what do you see? You see that it's not total. What the husband did is not total. So it's not total with regard to the carbon. Oh, so it shows that nezirus, even when what the husband did is not a total hafara. If the husband's hafara was total, she would not need to bring a carbon. The fact that she needs to bring a carbon shows that it's not total. The same way it's not total for the carbon, it's not total for the neder element of and the hafara of what the husband did.
Right.
And if you're going to tell me that it is total, then she shouldn't bring a carbon altogether.
Right.
You can't have it both ways. Now, this is a very abstract statement, what I just said. And certainly, you look in the Rishon, you'll probably find many, many Mahalchim who explain this statement. Let's look how Rashi explains this statement, or the Mefarish. It's not really Rashi.
I know.
The Mefarish. The Mefarish. Who is the Mefarish? I don't know.
Me.
Well, let's see what he says. Bitmia. He has a different interesting Mahalch. The Gemara is asking a question. What are you talking about? Don't go tell me. What do you mean? Every line in Nedarim, you can go. You can Yimamish. You can delve into. The more abstract it is, the more it opens up itself to interpretation. So we're learning over here from the moment Rashi.
The Amar Hareini Chotzi.
The Amar he said Hareini Chotzi Nazir. If a person were to say, I want to be a half a Nazir. What does that mean? Only half a nazir. Maybe chatzi carbon. Maybe chatzi carbon. Oh, so you'll tell me ridiculous. No such thing. V'ha kaimulon deloy ashichon nazirus lepalga. Ella il rabban havi nazir gomur. He's touching on another machloek. There's another machloek. It's Rashi means before. Is if a person says, "I only want to be a nazir for grapes. I want to be a full-fledged nazir with all of the karbonos and the kavoy that comes with it. Only binogeya drinking yayin. I'm not going to drink yayin, but I will be metamel lemeis. I will cut my hair. Hareini nazir only for one prat, only for one particular halacha.
You can't do that.
So according to the Rabbanim, the moment you say Hareini Nazir, automatically you become a full-fledged Nazir, and anything that you say is masne, al-mashakas b'toira, it's bottle. You become automatically a full-fledged Nazir.
Right.
According to the other man, the Amar, if you start making conditions, then you are redefining your translation of the word Nazir. You're not, nothing. You have no restriction. So it's either all or nothing.
Right.
You cannot be a Nazir only for Yayin and not for Tumas Meis.
Yeah.
It's all or nothing.
So
the, why? The whole time around, the word Ashkenaz is used to Palga. According to the Rabbanu, a person, I want to be a Nazir only for the Ayin. I want to be
is he a Nazir for
a full
fledged
Nazir. You can't go make Masna Mashkas of Torah.
Right.
The also Mikol, Eil Rabbi Shimon, the Polygalai, you'll
have a
Nazir
cloud.
Zero. You're allowed to drink Yayin.
Once he's a half a Nazir, then the whole thing is
no such thing.
Not another.
All right. The Yomar in a Nazir actually has him Mikulon. Now the Eboy is saved. Now here comes the point that we need for our Gemara. The Eboy is Lamema, the Yesh Karbon Lechatzin Zeros. Amina Nam. Raj is a very delicate Svara. If you're going to tell me that there is such a thing that there's a Nazirus, there is the Yesh Karbon Lechatzin Nazirus, which means, I think what he's saying over here is Lechatzin Nazirus over here means, according to the way Rashi seems to be learning, it's very abstract, is if a person were to say, I want to be a Nazir only from Yayin.
Yeah.
Only from Yayin. So that will have, and you're going to say, what does it work? It works. We can slug up the whole Gemara from the beginning. In other words, I don't really have clarity in this, but basically what he's saying over here is the fact is there is going to be a carbon. The Mishnah says Beferish. The Mishnah says that this woman who did not know that her husband was made for the neder, she drinks yayin, she has to bring a carbon chata soif. So you see that this something is going on over here. There's something going on over here. It's nishtah in nishtah her. So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara gives an answer. Ela, Amalei Abaye, ha carbon lechatzin is yours, Iko. Are you going to go? But there is something called chatzin is it?
Because therefore,
there's a carbon for chatzin is yours. So therefore, there should be also a chatzin is yours. The husband was only made for, because isn't that the chatzin is yours? The husband is made for the yayin, but he's not made for the zug and the chartzonim.
Yeah.
That's like a real chatzin naziris. A man says.
So no, but Zoe, how could you say he gets malchus?
I only want to be a nazir for the yayin, but I don't want to be a nazir for the zug and the chartzonim. So that's naziris. That is chatzin naziris.
Yeah.
Now, according to the Rabbanon, but yet the Mishnah does say you have to eat. There's a lot more. There's something that's missing over here. I don't know. But yet the Mishnah says there is a carbon that is offered. So the Gemara says, "Elam Rabbi Abai says no. We made a mistake. You're making a big mistake. Ein nizirus lachatzoyin, and the ein carbon lachatzoyin. You're making a mistake. There is no such thing.
Yeah.
When the husband is Mayfair,
yeah.
He's Mayfair entirely. The cash has been reinstated, basically. Oh, how, why then, if there's known as known carbon, why then does the Isha bring a carbon?
Ah.
Why does she bring a carbon? So that's the next piece of Gemara, which we run out of time very soon. And that's basically, it's a special halacha.
That everybody agreed, yeah.
Everyone
agreed.
She has to bring a carbon. Why? But the reason why she brings a carbon is not because she's a Nazir. It's because she did an Avera.
What Avera?
Because in her mind, she was still a Nazir. The carbon chatos ha'oif that she brings in the Gemara
but if he was made for it, just if. She wasn't.
Oh, but she didn't know about it. This is the point.
So
of
I
difference.
Did point it out right. to you. Remember?
This is the point of difference. The Gemara spells it out a little bit on the next Amud on the base. The Gemara in the Havmina thought it says in this Mishnah.
Wait a second. When you bring a carbon, isn't it when you do it b'mezid, not b'shagig?
The answer is when the woman has to restart the nazirus.
Nee.
This special gezeras hakosef.
Nee.
That when a woman when the nazirus. Is canceled.
A man or a woman?
Yeah. Man or woman, because they came in contact with tumah.
Right. So they have to bring a carbon.
And they have to resume.
Right.
So she even though they did the mazit,
right.
She has to, you have to bring a carbon.
Right.
A chata sa'if.
Yeah.
That's the halacha. So we thought in the Hava Amina that if a woman was makabel nazirus and her husband was made for the nazirus,
yeah.
And then she didn't know and she does an avera,
yeah.
And she brings a chata sa'if. We thought in the Hava Amina the chatos that she is bringing is midin nizirus. Because the rule is when a person is a Nazir and they violate the rules of Nazirus, even b'mezid, you have to bring a carbon chatas. So we thought, oh, look at this. The husband was Mefer. And yet, she brings a carbon. So therefore, it must be that when the husband was Mefer, he was only Mefer the Inu Nefesh, but not not the Inu Nefesh. The Gemara says, no, it's a mistake. When the husband was Mefer, he was Mefer the entire Nazirus. The reason why she brings a carbon is not Midin Nazirus. It's Midin Chet. What's the chet? In her mind, she thought she was a Nazir. And yet, she couldn't kill us.
So he says,
it's not a din of Nazirus.
So it's as if the husband was never made for it. It's like any...
As if the husband was made for entirely. Entirely.
No, it's just like the she carbon, violates... She comes in contact with Mason.
It's in her mind. She thinks... It's a tremendous chiddush. Yeah, okay, she thinks that she did nothing wrong. Daven for me. I shouldn't say. I hope it was worth coming. Thank you very much.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Marki for the Ali, yes, yeah, go for the Ali, and 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 the Ali, and